This is CliffCentral.com.
Marius de Toy is the founder and managing director of Beat the Price. I'm going to talk a little bit to him. Have you recently bought a car or are you thinking about doing that? Well, then you'll know how tedious and strenuous a task it can be. Now, in the middle of all of this, you have to consider when buying a car, you have to wonder where you're getting the best deal, the best bang for your buck. Well, after only 5 months since its inception in Cape Town, Beat the Price is already set to become a game changer in the way we buy and sell new cars. You want to find out more? Well, we've got the founder and MD of Beat the Price to tell us more. Marius de Toy, he's on the line. Hey, Marius, how are you this morning?
Top of the world.
Good, I'm very happy. Top of the world indeed. Beat the Price is a good idea. I've heard of this in other parts of the world, but we've been waiting for it to come to South Africa. Obviously, nobody knows when they're getting a good deal or a bad deal because you have to go around and compare prices with everyone, and that's impossible. Who has the time?
Agreed.
So how did you come up with the idea? Did you have a situation in your own life that gave you an idea about this?
I've been working in the motor industry for close to 30 years. So, you know, I saw basically what the need was.
Yeah.
I moved down to Cape Town and I had a choice, either start going into the industry again or do something that is aligned to the industry and I can actually use my knowledge on. That's how we got the idea, and we started. You actually said we 5 months. We going on 2 years now.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not a short space of time. But sometimes it feels like 5 months, right? When you've been really really busy, it feels like you just started.
That's so true.
So Marius, tell me about the basic idea here. It's an online marketplace for new vehicle sales, right?
Yeah, specifically new cars. So on used cars, the problem is you can't really compare them. You know, somebody's grandmother's car in Joburg and somebody's grandmother's car in another town could be two different cars, where new cars are exactly the same thing. So a white Corolla in Joburg and a white Corolla in Cape Town is the same thing. I decided we can compare them, and what we physically then do, the customer goes into the site. He says which new vehicle he wants and which area he is. Area is very specific because invariably our prices include delivery. So the dealer must deliver the car to that area. But he has to equate that cost. Then the dealers that have that specific model get an email and they then go in and bid against each other. And the dealer with the cheapest price will then get the lead.
Sure. Okay.
That's very impressive. How much artificial intelligence and machine learning is being done in the background when this happens?
It's very automated. The artificial intelligence and stuff like that, we don't really have anything specific because it's straightforward. The guys bid, and invariably the automated process would decide which price is the lowest. Instead of, like you said, instead of you going to, in some cases, an hour, we get 40 bids on one car from 40 different dealers. I don't know how long it's going to take you to either phone 40 dealers and then go back and forth and try and horse trade the thing. It's going to take you months, where it takes us up to 2 days.
It's amazing. And I see on your site you can specify color choice. If your dealer has your car in stock but a different kind, can they offer it to you? Accessories? Do you have a trade-in vehicle? Do you have car insurance? All of this stuff gets factored into the eventual results, right?
Yeah, we do offer the clients we give them extra products. Like if you want insurance, we can get somebody to give you a call on that as well. Because that's something you need in South Africa before you even take the car. Mm. Most guys will also need finance, and we can also assist that.
So, for example, give me a guess here, an estimate of how well or how badly this process can go for someone who's on there. Let's say, for example, you get lots and lots of bids on a single vehicle. How many buyers have the confidence or the patience to manually negotiate on that many bids? It's impossible, right? In this case, you guys can do all that stuff in the background for them.
Yes. It's ludicrous. I mean, just try and phone a dealership sometimes to get a price. It takes you half a day.
Yeah.
Because the guy's not there. He's not answering his phone. Or he has to get an answer from his boss. And that we automate.
And sometimes these dealers, it almost feels like they're just sucking the price out of their thumb because they can make a huge discount here, or they say to you, this is the absolute best price, and you find out like a month later you could have got it cheaper somewhere else. It can be infuriating.
Isn't that the worst? You find out later you could get it better. I hate that personally. And it's happened a few times, and it probably happens to everybody a few times. We try and stop that whole thing. So, see, the problem for South Africans is we don't really have all the knowledge. The internet's rife with information, but we don't have pricing information in South Africa, really.
Yeah.
So you'll see a special and then think, oh, this is a special. But meanwhile, some dealer in Springbok, Pietersfontein, is sitting with that car. Nobody wants a yellow car like that in his town. So he'll sell that to you in Cape Town. He'll bring it to you. He'll bring you a bottle of champagne and some biltong and all of the nice stuff.
Right. Okay, so how's it going now? You said 2 years ago when you started this, it was a brand new idea and it was obviously difficult to get it off the ground. How's it going now?
Fantastic. We have about 30 auctions closing every day. So we're helping at least 30 guys every day. Before we activate the auction, we also phone the customer and have a discussion with him. And let me know all the leads are, you know, quality leads we send through to the dealers. There's nothing more infuriating for them to on a daily basis bid on 30 auctions and then, you know, it's not really something worthwhile. So it's very important for us to also give the customers good attention when we phone them and then the dealers a good lead.
And Marius, is there a loser in this situation or is everybody a winner because there's value all round?
Now, that's if there is, there a loser? I'm trying to, when you said that, the loser would be...
You know, as opposed to the old way of doing things where a lot of people were taking advantage of, a lot of the dealerships
Telkom.
Wasted their time. So Telkom's the only possible loser. Because you know...
probably nobody would mind that. You'll phone less.
Yeah. Okay, so that sounds to me like a really good way of going about things. So what's your big vision for Beat the Price? Where would you like to see this business in another 5 years?
Well, we are looking at international expansion. So there's a lot of countries, even in Africa, that could use this system. And Australia is one of the places. So we want to grow it into something that's multinational.
Awesome. Well, listen, I can only wish you luck. It's a great idea. It's obviously something a lot of people, if they're in the market for a new car, will be taking very seriously as one of the options. Beattheprice.co.za. And this is the guy who started it all, Marius du Toit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gareth.
All right, Marius. Pleasure to speak to you. Good luck.
Good. Thanks.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
This is CliffCentral.com.